Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the official Dom J Radio Show. What's good, world? I hope y'all have been drinking plenty of water, getting your rest, and minding your business. On this episode of the show, I wanted to feature some artistic pieces that are near and dear to my heart, and in the vein of expression and season, as we enter into a new season of change, with the next month coming up, I hope that everyone continues to stay steadfast. Taking life a day at a time is that's all we're guaranteed and all we're given. And typically one day can give you more than you may have asked for. So just keep that perspective. But as I digress, I'll be hopping into some featured pieces that are near and dear to me. A couple that may have been showcased in the past if you follow the official Dom J WordPress page, which you should if you haven't already. So you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, run them likes up. Go ahead, subscribe to your boy over there. If you haven't checked out the video from episode 35, The Petrodollar, featuring the oil and gas industry expert Christopher Reynolds, that is on YouTube. Drop that exclusive video behind the scenes just for the YouTube fam. So if you haven't already, go drop your boy a like on YouTube, official Dom J Radio on YouTube as well. And we're going to dive right into the expressionist on this episode. The vicious cycle. I haven't been here in a while. At this point in my life, that is, the point where something great becomes misconstrued, more filled with angst instead of jovialness. Shot through the heart. Bang. It hurts me to be here, hurts me to say this, but I would rather kill it, dissipate it, than let it continue. I know I'd hate it. I'd rather be preemptive, stay ahead to avoid the potentially hurtful aftermath. It's the type to grip you by your soul and make you want to OD during a bubble bath. This is just to let you know how hard it is. It's hard because there's so much invested. If any shots come my way, I understand. As it seems to hardships, I no longer feel the need to contest it. It's a love-hate type of thing. I hate that you may think the love was not all it could have been. Yet we both know through hardships we made it, but this is now and that was then. No need for animosity. We've agreed to drink in friendship responsibly. And if the time comes again where everything is lined up for both of us, then I guess I won't need the help of eHarmony. This is not to say by any stretch that it is expected or that you owe me anything by any means, but our present time is past. That's the way the future makes it seem. This is a divorce of sorts, as are all relationships. No one courtship is perfect, and this one's included in that statistic. So despite what everyone around you may say, those opinionated dipshits, and even despite what your anger may make you think, we sailed on love, hurdled every obstacle, made impossible possible, but to perpetuate a lack of being affectionate is highly illogical. Mix in the emotions we both possess, and things can become highly volatile. We just need to get back to the basics, start anew. With our eyes on the future, with pens, not pencils, there won't be a need to erase it. The vicious cycle. Separation. It was a Tuesday. That was the day you didn't come back for me and I came after you. We were the space between wrong and right. We were the shade of gray in the sunset seen by few eyes. Being melted into a single entity put you and I on one rhythmic accord. Of course you used to fight it and scream and complain that you'd call the cops, but I knew all along what your heart was saying. We were the blade that cut too deep. We were the deadliest piranhas. Fear was just a mere unfeasible condition. Yet in that same microcosm, we were just a small candy. An efficiently power-punching proportion treat that was trimmed too soon and treated with disregard. That cliff opened its arms for us, or rather for you. Ladies first, of course. This cliff is where we lived to come as kids. This is where you died. Remember that? Do you remember that day we first realized we were meant to be? I don't remember it either. It was before New York, before Cairo, and before Cape Town. You said we'd die together. I remember seeing a TV special about how to roll out of a moving vehicle. It worked just like they said it would. The way that car went flying over the cliff's edge with you in it just took my breath away. You should have seen yourself. Separation. She woke up. There were only weed crumbs on the covers. A deepened dent of where I last laid in the sheets disappeared with the night into the sun's horizon until we meet again. If we meet again, your cerebellum will remember my shadow. Your curves will still feel my fingertips. For this made us more than we are. The numbness of the night gave warmth to the day, accepting me this time, but rejecting me as a concept the next. Glorious sunrise or not, we are two and not one. The mental distance carries physical separation, and it is a must that you sit and wonder not what nor how, but simply why. Confusion and frustration dance in your brain as snakes, your glands water for reasons you cannot fathom. You will wonder if it was a dream. A mirage that fell upon you and refused to be lifted until answers have been given, not what nor how, but simply why. An anger all too familiar has arisen again and has begun creating waves upon your brow. They recede and crash in successful succession. Apasadumbrado para mis intenciones crueles. You deserve none. So hold yourself to a higher regard than anyone else. So when you wake up, there will only be weed crumbs on the covers, a deepened dent of where I used to lay, and this is the morning after.
What's good? It's your Dime J Radio listeners. It's your boy, Agent JJ, aka Agent Double J. And hey, I just want to stop by again to let you know, but Dom, you killing it, man. Hey, I love the podcast. Keep up the great work, bro.
Inspired by the song You Somebody by Kings of Leon. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody, someone like you. The worst days are the ones that we let go by, that we failed to live. The days that we should have spoken up and said something, but we never did. Yet when it's all falling down, now it's important. But when I'm gone and you've gotten rid of me, there is no way to abort it. They say that life is priceless, so just how can we afford it? These are my recurring thoughts. The ones that ought to be not, but they are. The ones that slow time down and allow my mind to explore, to go far. I won't lie and say these thoughts don't exist. The truth is that I'm waiting on you to free me. The remnants of your excellence will suffice enough to do just this. These are the thoughts that creep up on me. Catch me when I'm awake, but consciously sleeping. I'm just elsewhere, trying to find the place where I belong as I look to my left, then to my right. I see no place, neither here nor there. Back, history is suspending us. Not propelling, but maintaining, but the undying stress of it all is conflicting and straining. Every time the thought occurs, it gets harder to leave. Yet if this is the highest point, the pinnacle of sorts, of this irregular discourse, then what is there left for us to achieve? These are the days where I know I need some help, but you won't be there. The problem has no solution, but I won't even remember. When this chair falls and I hang by this belt, we will have found our conclusion. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you. The After Effects. Fly away. We were compelled to believe that all men are created equal, but they lied to our forefathers and we are just the sequel. You can turn back the page and gaze at what the truth reveals or ask your parents or grandparents to tell you how they truly feel. at the bottom of the totem pole, set there on purpose to see if you can climb up. But tell me, is it worth this? To have power, but your only power is to purchase. Never having any death, just hovering above the surface. Curiosity killed the cat. Remember that. What's accepted is fact. Don't retrace what's been replaced. There'll just be egg on your face. Don't be afraid to raise the roof higher and tell the devil he's a liar. If you stay on top of your game, the world is yours to acquire. So fly away. The thought of the week. This week's thought of the week that was really racking my brain was the idea of thinking twice and acting once. I find it applicable in basically every scenario of life, insofar as I find myself trying to be consciously engaged in that capacity. I find in personal and professional settings, you find out so much more by listening to understand versus listening to respond. And oftentimes that is the best course of action you can take, especially if it's a confrontational situation or a potentially confrontational situation, or it be a situation in which you feel the need to defend yourself by your position. If it's being challenged or you're feeling dismissed or dismayed, think twice, act once. Because in that one moment of action, it could set off a chain of events that changes everything else. Now that is true power. To be able in that moment, in the present, to impact everything that happens, possibly not just for you, but for others as well, is truly life-changing. Now, this comes as I've thought and pondered on the unfortunate situation that's happened here in Texas with a shooting and death of a man at a youth football game. Senseless. In the same instance of mass shootings, any sort of unwarranted deaths are just senseless, where people acted instead of thought. So remember to think twice, act once. The life you save could very well be your own. And there you have it, episode 36 of the official Dom J Radio Show. Thank you to everyone for liking and sharing the show. I'd really appreciate the support. If you don't mind rating and reviewing the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, 5 stars, anything less, I don't know why you would be doing that. But I digress. Again, as always, in the meantime and in between time, I hope you all drink plenty of water, get plenty of rest, and mind your business. Until the next episode, peace.